Joining us now is Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, who has had a long experience with President Reagan, including a stint as one of the president's speech writers. I would think that it would be a great pleasure, Congressman, to write speeches for a man who became known as the great communicator. I assume that means you have a share in that.
Well, for 7 years, I was a senior speechwriter and a special assistant to the president over at the White House during Reagan's years. And I will just have to say that Ronald Reagan was about the best writer that we had on staff. He taught me how to write. I'd never written speeches for anybody before that. And he sat down and taught us his style and his prerequisites of what he wanted in his speeches. He was a fine writer as well as communicator.
Did he correct your grammar?
You know what? By the time it got to him, hopefully the grammar had been corrected if there was any grammatical mistakes. But I will say that he shortened the sentences and shortened the and was able to capsulize things and was able to take out unnecessary words, and that was part of his training. And he'd been a broadcaster himself and understood that.
Do you can you sort of look at some of the famous things that Ronald Reagan said and think that you that the genesis of that quote was with you?
No, because the genesis of all the quotes was with the president himself.
Now, spoken like a true staff man here. Come on.
No. If we were writing for anybody else, he wouldn't have been saying those things. We had to get into his head. For example, his entire senior staff was opposed to him saying, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." And for all those people who claimed he was just some sort of a puppet or something, here was a man who knew that he needed to say something strong like that to the people behind the Iron Curtain if all the things he'd ever said were to be taken seriously. And Colin Powell and Secretary of State Shultz, they were trying to tell him, "Don't say this, you're going to insult Mr. Gorbachev." And Ronald Reagan, in fact, Colin Powell went up to him 2 days before the speech and said, "Mr. President, all of your advisors want you to use this speech instead of the one you got." Reagan read it over, and it was the same speech, except tear down the wall had been extracted. And Reagan goes, "Well, no, I think I'll use the one I've got, thank you."
What about, do you feel that your own politics were shaped by that time with President Reagan?
Well, I think he shaped the Republican Party, and he shaped Dana Rohrabacher, that's for sure. Before Ronald Reagan, the Republican Party was at each other's throats all the time, and there was the moderates and the liberals and the conservatives, and everybody was fighting one another. And Ronald Reagan reached a very positive consensus in which we built the party around, and it was, again, being positive was his most important element. He left behind the old conservatism of just being against the communists. Instead, we were for freedom. We weren't just against taxes. We are for more take-home pay and more opportunity. And so these things helped eliminate what was perceived before Reagan as divides within the party. And it certainly has affected me as a person. There's not a week that goes by that I don't think back on Reagan's positive spirit and his insistence on trying to find something you can accomplish rather than trying to find something you're against.
Well, now,
type of approach.
You spent more time with President Reagan than most of us had the opportunity to do. I wonder if you could think of, what do you think of when you think of a memorable moment with the president?
He never let me down. I've known lots of people in this world who have this big facade. And, oh, yeah, they love all of humankind. And then when the doors close, they are nasty and mean, and they don't even treat the people around them very well. And Reagan, I never heard him say a nasty word about anybody or get mean towards someone, even people were saying bad things about him. So I remember that positive spirit. And he was very considerate of those of us who worked for him. When I first met him, I camped out in his lawn when I was a teenager, and I was in youth for Reagan when he ran for governor. And I spent the night there, and when Nancy woke up, she was kind of shooing me away, and I was walking down the long driveway, and Reagan came running after me with shaving cream on his face and says, well, if you can spend the night in my back lawn, I can certainly spend some time with you. Now, what's the problem, young man?
Thank you very much.
This is a good man who helped save the world and save America. He uplifted our spirits, and we should just be very grateful now to have had him with us.
Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher of California, who at one point served as one of President Reagan's speechwriters,